Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this. Quartermaster Creek Angus and Leedy wants to invite you to their 13th annual production sale, featuring 90 spring two-year-old bulls bred to be tough and developed to last. These bulls have been parent verified and have genomically enhanced EPDs available. Mike and Annie Schweitzer invite you to their sale February 22nd at 12:30 p.m. at the ranch in Leedy, Oklahoma. You can see the catalog online at www.quartermastercreek.com or call Mike at 580-445-8275. It's the Quartermaster Creek Angus Production Sale.
The makers of Black Labels, Inc. understand you didn't get into farming for the money. You farm because your family farmed. You farm because feeding the world feels good. But while you didn't get into it for the money, getting the best return on your money is a priority. That's why Black Labels, Inc. uses zinc and proprietary LHC technology to optimize the phosphate in your ground for better root masses and even bigger yield potential. When return on investment matters, turn to Black Labels, Inc. It's phosphate done better.
Well, the cattle complex should open on a mixed basis this morning, pushed and pulled by follow-through selling and short covering. The hog issues should also open on both sides of unchanged, with nearby outperforming deferred. Now look for the cash cattle market to remain in dry dock today, with neither buyers nor sellers moving to define mid-month price potential. Indeed, it could be Wednesday or Thursday before even preliminary bids and asking prices get tossed on the table. Live and feeder futures seem likely to open on a mixed basis thanks to a combination of residual selling and short covering. Now, the hog buyers were not very successful in moving significant numbers yesterday. If they want to run chain speed aggressively, bigger checks may be required. Accordingly, anticipated opening bids to be steady to a dollar higher, and we look for another weekly round of slaughter well over 2.3 million head. Now, the lean hog futures seem likely to begin with mixed prices as well, probably with nearby gaining on deferred. On the grains, all three grains were lower yesterday, with South America's next crops threatening to put an end to the run of this season's good demand in the U.S. The U.S. dollar index is down about 0.23%, allowing a modest rebound in commodity prices. Now, Chicago wheat down 3.5 cents early on today, with a second day of beneficial precipitation in the Southwest Plains, turning prices back about that's after five consecutive closes that were higher. March Kansas City wheat is also down, but just 2 cents in quiet trading. Wheat prices continue to emerge from their lows in December, and DTN's National Soft Red Winter Index of cash prices is at its highest level since June. On the corn futures, March corn down 1.75 cents early today, but it's still near its highest price in 6 months, as corn continues to enjoy a price of increased demand before South America's next crops add to the world supplies. And March soybeans down 4.25 cents, showing reluctance to change the January high of 1080, while Brazil's harvest continues to make progress. We'll check all futures in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, February live cattle down 47 cents yesterday, 115.92. April down 62 cents at 112.52. March feeder cattle down 25 at 121.82. And the April's down 47 at 121.97. April hogs down 137, 69.70. May's down 45 cents at 74.95. On the grains, Kansas City hard red winter wheat, the March up 6.25, 466.75. May up 6.25 at 479.5. Chicago wheat, March up 3.25 at 452.25. May was up 4 cents at 467. March corn up a penny at 375.5. May was up 3/4 at 382.75. March soybeans down 4.75 at 1054.25. May was down 4.25 at 1065.75. March cotton down 2.76.59. May's up 5.78.26. And March crude oil up 47.53.40. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.